From his vantage point within the TNI-2, Flash fell from black into pale blue, plummeting toward a world of pure white. A wind-swept plain stretched out below him, bordered on one side by the sea and on the other by cliffs that rose to mountain peaks. Cave openings riddled a section of the cliff at ground level, and this is where Flash decided to touch down. The rest of the area appeared to be smooth, open ice, a vast frozen desert. The caves might offer some shelter and maybe access to the geology of the planet. The small spaceship came to rest in front of the entrance to an enormous cave, and Flash examined his surroundings from the safety of the craft. The opening was just one of many, and the interior walls were shadowed in deep blue and purple. Icy pillars lined the walls as deep as Flash could see. The caves reminded him of stacks of eviscerated, bisected whale bodies. The wind raged, and cyclones of snow and ice climbed toward the cloudless sky. Within minutes, a drift began to form around the pod, and Flash felt the best option would be to move the ship inside. The undulating purple and blue walls loomed above the ship, reflecting light at the mouth of the cave and receding to darkness deeper inside. The ancient columns of ice dwarfed any built by man, and Flash felt secure against any threat of collapse. The question was, how deep should he go? Deep enough to escape the fierce winds, but not so deep as to be engulfed in pitch blackness. He could, however, illuminate his immediate surroundings with lights on the ship. It remained to be seen what the patterns of day and night would be on this planet, if any. The walls of the cave rose like an enormous rib cage, and here Flash was protected from the harsh wind chills outside. Waves of deep blue rippled along the sides of the corridor and receded into the dark depths. The air was pure. The temperature was chilly. Flash was accustomed to being alone in the cold blackness of space, but he found it disconcerting to be enclosed like this. Thoughts of an avalanche sealing the portal, creatures appearing from the dark to feed in the open air, or gradually succumbing to the cold, crossed his mind. The pale blue light that filtered into the cave turned slightly pink and began to fade. Flash fired up the lights on the exterior of the ship. The yellow glow cast eerie black shadows into the alcoves. The blue walls appeared translucent green in the glow, and Flash could see indistinguishable forms suspended within the ice.